And it's only you this time.
I know.
Yeah. Fucking,
how do you feel?
We have now moved on to singing Drake and Josh as our intro. So,
I was thinking about this. I was thinking about finding a new bit. You guys ever watch Victorious?
No.
Well, then that's conversation's over.
I've seen it, yeah.
I like the theme song to that song, too.
I don't remember the theme song.
It's like a really poppy, like, sounding. I don't know. I don't want to
hit the notes, dude. Come on.
No, this is, no, it's just cool, man. It's just cool.
TBH. You know, that girl Jade is so fucking hot, dude. I love the girl.
Her name's Elizabeth Gillies.
Yeah, please, that girl. Dude.
Please get her name right. Dude, a lot of hot girls were in that. And that's the thing. Like the people gave Dan Schneider shit for like the jokes in that show. No, I'm not gonna legitimize Dan Schneider. I'm just saying like that specific part that people try to point out. Like there was like sexual jokes, I guess, or like innuendos.
Those are jokes that like
those are funny though.
Would make.
Yeah, and those are funny. I don't think those should be held against them. But there is some, and people were complaining that they were, oh yeah, he's making these jokes about underage girls. Like a lot of those actresses in Victorious were like of age.
Yeah.
Like, I think they were all of age. I think if anything, like Victoria Justice might have been like a year under, like when the show started.
Ariana Grande like, just looks like a little girl. Like
yeah, just generally that's how she looks.
Just like in general, yeah. It's not her fault.
Yeah,
it's not Dan Schneider's fault either.
Dude, Ariana Grande though.
Mac Miller though.
Are they still together?
Yeah.
No way.
I don't find her attractive anymore. Yeah.
Good for Mac.
Together.
Really?
It feels wrong, dude. It feels like
I
can't check her out.
Dude. Why? Because you're doing your homie dirty.
I was gonna say that.
I'm sorry, Mac. I'm not gonna check out your girl anymore, Mac.
I'm pretty excited to see what Mac Miller has in store for this year.
So do I, dude. I wish he would have just gone off on like. Like this whole like new wave that's going on, I feel like he could spaz on all that shit, dude. Like the song he has with Carnage in Tokyo, that song's fucking. You haven't heard it?
I haven't heard it, dude.
I have not. No, also heard this.
He's not a Mac Miller fan, dude.
No, dude.
It's fucking fire.
I didn't really.
This guy knows. The guy behind the camera knows.
We've talked about the album he came out with. What the fuck was it called?
The last one kind of
the Divine Feminine. Yeah.
Yeah, that one kind of.
It was a little bit.
It was cool, but it's not for me.
Yeah.
It was not for me either.
Yeah.
Did like Good AM.
And yeah. Good AM was hard though. Fucking watching movies with sound off. I can't tell which one I like. I think Good AM has more bangers than
watching movies with the sound off.
I would say watch
better
hits you in the heart.
Watching movies, Faces, then Good AM.
See, I still need to listen to Faces. I've only heard songs off of it.
Yeah, I've never.
It's so fucking long. That's why it's like hard for me to.
Yeah.
Through the whole thing. All right, yeah, dude, just ride into the mic, dude.
Just like, here's the right proper way to listen to Faces. Get depressed, do a bunch of cokes. I mean, do a bunch of cokes.
Do a bunch of cokes. Drink a bunch of cokes.
Buy a six pack of coke.
Move to LA and just get depressed and play Faces.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
All right, so when are we gonna start that?
First, we got to do a lot of coke.
Can I just talk about how much better LA is than Fresno?
Dude, so much.
I just think there's so much more artistic potential.
Right, dude?
What do you think, dude?
Like, once you move there, dude, it's just like...
Honestly, Fresno's a dump. Shout out to Peter Rosenberg.
Yo. All right, so Peter Rosenberg responded to one of my tweets, and I didn't even expect him to mention it. I didn't even expect him to fucking see it.
Right.
Because I didn't even mention him. I didn't even add him. I was just like going off. I was like,
what if?
Yo.
What if his mentions or just no one mentions him? And it was just you popped up. Like, you know how like artists normally like probably fucking mute that shit?
Yeah.
He probably just has it on. He's like, oh shit, I got to mention.
It was either that or he searches his name.
Probably.
That's why. Because
you didn't add him, did you?
No.
You said Peter Rosenberg and then you added Complex.
Oh, then he searched.
Yeah.
He definitely searched it.
He searched it. And he saw that one and he was like, oh, okay, someone doesn't like me, but they're still going to watch it. Yeah. Or I don't know, right?
Yeah.
That makes sense. Anyways, he responded, but he responded in a really... It felt sarcastic
to
me.
Well, the first time he responded.
The first time was genuine, it seemed to me.
Yeah.
So explain what you said the second tweet, though.
Okay, in the second tweet, someone asked, hey, what dude say about Fresno? Because I told him, oh, dude, you actually responded. Thank you. Like, I didn't tell him thank you, but I was just like, I was kind of excited. And I was like, yo, I'm just mad about what you said about Fresno. I was like, but yo, good luck to you on your show. Yeah, I told him good luck on his show, too. And he responded like,
it just seemed really
sideways.
Yeah, it seemed sarcastic. What did he say exactly?
Sorry, bad guy.
Well, there's difference. Okay, there's context in there because he has like three dots in between all these parts.
Yeah.
So that's what makes me think. Yeah.
Sorry, .. bad guy, .. Sure, it's a lovely place. Never been there. And I'm like,
yeah. Which, I mean, We could be reading it completely wrong. Maybe he like genuinely meant it.
Maybe he just doesn't know how to work Twitter, or like he doesn't understand context.
Yeah. Maybe. I hope not.
He
should
have made a video like he always does. Look, listen here, Dave Good. I'm giving you multiple chances.
I'm going to ban him just from Fresno the same way he banned Post Malone from hip hop.
But no, he let him back in.
Peter, though. You are not. Oh, he did?
Right?
Did he?
Yeah.
Or am I tripping?
I don't know.
I thought they squashed the beef or whatever. Oh, yeah. Squashed shortly beef, after.
You know what? Me and Peter need to have a phone conversation now. But I'm going to address it on take four, just like he does, and not behind the scenes.
Damn, dude. You just murked Peter Rosenberg.
I just did.
Okay, there's our fucking thumbnail. Or our title and thumbnail.
You got to make the face. Kills Peter Rosenberg?
Question mark, question mark.
No,
not clickbait.
No, in all honesty, I... Throughout high school and college, I've watched Peter Rosenberg. Like, he's the main reason why I still watch Hot 97 interviews every now and then. Like,
he has interesting interviews.
Yeah, and The Realness was a really good segment. One of my favorites that I wish they would bring back. I really felt like Peter always made really strong points. He was really always educated on what he was talking about, but... I don't know. I hope he's not an asshole. I'm pretty sure. You know,
I always saw him as more of a leader than I saw Ebro. It seems like Ebro's the leader of it now. And I don't know why, because Ebro's a fucking asshole, dude.
Ebro, no, I don't care for Ebro, dude. Like,
I don't either. He's an asshole, dude. He's a dickhead.
Yeah. You saw that Lil Xan interview?
No, I didn't even watch it, but I just know he's like always. He just completely disregards, like, anyone. It's just, to me, it's just like, why even do the fucking interview then, dude?
Yeah.
Just don't do it then.
He brought him on there, and he just starts, like, sneak this in him the whole time. And it's like, all right, it's cool if you don't like him, but why are you going to bring him on there if you're just going to be sneak this in him this whole fucking time? And he doesn't, you could tell.
It's not funny either. It's not, like, in a funny way like Charlamagne does it.
Yeah, it's, like, in a way that's, like, just being, you know, when someone's bullying someone, you're kind of like, all right, dude, just. Stop, man.
Just fucking leave Lil Xan alone. No, fuck.
Well, no, it's just like, you could see, like, even Laura Stiles was kind of like whatever on it. Peter was kind of just like quiet about it. Like, you could tell how they felt about him, but it's like, hey, bro, why the fuck are you gonna keep pushing, dude? Why are you? What? Like, this is gonna get you a few views, or?
That's why they do it.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. Like, sucks. I said, I don't like you, bro. I like Peter more than I like Ebro. I don't like Peter that much anymore either, though. But
I think
he could still win me back, I guess.
I think it's just the thing that gets me is when he's kind of flop-sided.
Twitter.
Yeah. Huh? When he acts like a dick on Twitter. And no. I think it's the thing that rubs me the wrong way is how he's like besties with Amber Rose.
Oh, yeah.
And then with Kanye, he's always like going extra hard on him. It's like, bro, like.
Take that one personal.
Come on, man. Like. I
feel you though. Yeah, no, he does. Like, he says stupid shit. Yeah, like the whole. I'm not even gonna get it. This is all. I think we already talked about it. But like when Kanye met with Donald Trump, and then he was all like, "This is it. This is it. This is the last straw." And he's like,
"No,
done with Kanye."
Nah.
And
it's
like, all right, dude, who gives a fuck?
Here's the thing. A lot of people felt like a certain way about it, but everyone's forgotten about it. I feel like everyone's forgotten about it already.
Nothing ever came of it. That's why, like.
Yeah, it was just...
Nothing good, nothing bad ever came from it.
Yeah, and then I feel like everyone kind of forgave him after he deleted all the tweets about Donald Trump, and they were like, oh, you know what, maybe he...
Well, he deleted his Twitter.
Yeah. He deleted the tweets as well, though, before that.
I don't know what the fuck he's doing.
Kanye?
Yeah.
I'm waiting on a new album. I'm waiting on an explanation.
I don't know. I just hope it's good.
Next album's called The Explanation.
The Explanation. Yeah. So help me God.
I'm going to fix TLOP.
Cardi B is Tupac.
I never saw anything that like.
You never saw that? You saw it, right?
I seen like the headline or whatever, but I never read the article or whatever the fuck it was about.
Okay. So who's it from Top Dog that's mentioned it?
It was Punch, I think, right?
Yeah, Punch. Okay. So I read the article where he explains his points and everything like that, but. When you word something like Cardi B is Tupac, someone that's like a stripper, someone who used to be a stripper, now a rapper,
wasn't Tupac
reality
a dancer?
Star. Okay, for Digital Underground. All right. Anyways.
Dude, are you trying to use her past as a stripper?
No, but I'm saying no. I'm not using her past as a stripper, but I'm saying you can expect people to be outraged. You can't expect people to say, oh, well, you know.
I don't think it's the fact that she's a stripper. I just think it's the fact that she's not good or not that good, at least.
Not as good as Tupac.
Okay, but what I'm Tupac. what what I'm saying is, I guess he explained it, and basically what he said was how they're both contradiction. They're both walking contradictions. How they're both
paradox.
I'm fucking Tyler walking the paradox. Creator. Okay, also Tupac. How they're both very passionate. How they're both like melodic in their rhymes. Like how Tupac used to be like, "Get some Hennessy," and then Cardi be like, "Money moves." Like, you know, I'm just wearing
like,
this shit out.
These are such bad at explain. Like, yeah,
I feel like that's a such really a generic thing that a lot of people do. Though.
Yeah, it's okay. Such a reach to say like.
Yeah.
Well, people were anything? Saying, was there anything that you saw that you were like, okay, that one?
I would say, as far as like,
no, there wasn't. No,
there wasn't really much. Has, actually, no.
I think it was just is she? She's not signed to him. But I was gonna say, I was like, what if she's like low key signing to them, and that he's just trying to get publicity? Stop that. Yeah.
I think Cardi B's a better Nicki Minaj, but she's not. I think her career's gonna go the same route as Nicki Minaj. She's gonna kind of die down.
I don't know. I don't know.
You
don't.
You think she's gonna stay relevant? I think she's just a. It sucks, but she's not that great. And I think for all it might be an alt-right opinion here, but I think it's just a gimmick. I think just because she's a okay female rapper, that it's she's just gonna stay relevant for as long as Nicki Minaj was, and then just kind of die out.
Three albums? You give her three albums?
Yeah. Well, not even because like, what did Nicki Minaj really do after fucking? What,
I mean, she still came out with hits like you.
Well, yeah, but she made pop songs. Is what I'm saying. Yeah. I think she'll be like relevant for the same amount of time, but I think she's eventually just gonna kind of disappear.
But I don't feel like Nicki's first album was even as highly regarded as like this new album from Cardi is. Like I feel like
a lot of people
like it. Pitchfork gave it an 8.7, right? 8.7. An 8.7.
Yeah. That's high. Yeah.
That's pretty damn high.
Fuck Nicki Minaj.
Is she really dropping her album?
When?
Today? Really? I thought that was just a single.
I'll fucking get in line, dude. Is she still with Meek?
No.
Wow. Okay. Okay. We'll see.
Damn, Dave. You're fucking excited for this.
No, I'm just.
Damn, Nicki.
Just want to see. I don't know. But the thing I think about Nicki and the whole wave of that era. Remember how young she kind of fit the mold of that whole Young Money thing, and she
that's
caught
also
on with
true.
That wave.
Yeah, and
right now we
died.
See the Migos wave, Cardi B involved. Actually, would you guys say she's involved in that, or would you
not
say
really.
She's
no.
more so on her own? She could do on her own.
She's on her own.
So she's on her own. Yeah. Okay.
I think Cardi B's. I don't. I've never really listened much to her, but she's never made me want to listen to her. Is my thing. Like nothing's ever caught me.
I'm just an asshole, and it's hard for me to listen to female rap.
Right. I mean,
I'm just gonna admit it.
It's. The thing is that they all kind of, and I told you guys, they all kind of sound
the same
with like the, I mean, maybe it's because they're all kind of from, are they all kind of from like New York? Cause I know
Nicki
like
is
Lil Mama, Cardi. Nicki Minaj, fucking Lil Kim, they all kind of sound similar to me.
It's hard to say because I don't listen to them. So
From what I've heard from them, that's another thing. Like I don't listen to them
I'll
enough.
Say this,
still
I'd
want,
rather
still
listen
want more
to
no name.
I'd rather listen to Jesus Christ. I would rather listen to Cardi B than Nicki Minaj.
You mentioned No Name.
Yes.
No Name is she's great. She's great for a rapper. Like not just a female rapper. She's great.
Just a great rapper.
And that's what I feel like. I'm like somebody like that needs to like I guess get the spotlight.
The thing is, she hasn't dropped an album in like a project in how long? Like
since Telephone.
Been 2 years. Yeah, so
I don't think it's
like
been 2 years. Well,
that's been 2 years. That's been 2 years.
Exactly, or like probably like one and a half. Well,
it dropped in the summer of like 2016.
So it's almost been okay. So it's almost 3. Fuck.
So
I thought the album was really good.
Yeah,
that's why I was like,
Diddy Bop was fucking dope. But Rory, what the fuck happened to Rory?
Dude, I wonder the same thing. That dude, I don't know. I didn't listen to him that much, but that dude was cool as fuck, dude. He had some really chill ass music. He was like indie rap.
I just want to know what is gonna happen with No Name. Do you think she's?
I don't think she's ever gonna blow up.
No,
she's at Coachella this year.
You don't think Chance could kind of like help her?
I think Chance. I mean,
if she has a spotlight moment on his next project,
she'll probably be on his next project. She always is. Mm-hmm. I mean, like you kind of have to. I mean, to have. I mean, I think No Name and Chance make a good.
Yeah.
They make a good sound.
They do make a good combo.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say this, but I think you guys have mentioned him before. Dude, he kind of looks like you.
Ah, oh, fuck.
Philip DeFranco.
DeFranco. I've gotten that.
You got that a lot. All right. Yeah. You're like, dude, this looks like a very
beautiful bastard.
40-year-old version of Isaac.
That's why
he's like 30.
Man. Well, shit.
That's why Isaac does that.
Sup, nation? Zap. You got to do it like I don't know. This just sounds weird.
It's hard to do it. Yeah.
It's just so weird. I mean, we won't talk about this, but it's just he sounds like trying to be young and like relatable sometimes.
Yeah.
With like the whole "What's up, you beautiful bash?" I'm like, dude, you're doing a new show. How do you expect to be taken seriously?
I think it's just who he is now, though.
Yeah, but
I think it might have been an act, and I was
just I follow him on
he
like
he goes home, he's like, "What's up, baby?"
I follow him on like Instagram, and like sometimes he'll post like something like, "You're so basic, dude."
Dude, imagine he goes home. Sup, dogs? he goes to the barrio. Sup, homie? Sup, vatos?
Did you guys start sparking? Did you guys ever? Dude, I remember one Easter, my cousins convinced my youngest cousin to start barking.
Oh,
Jesus.
And my grandma lives in the barrio, and yeah, it was...
It's barrio with a B.
Oh, with a barrio. No, fucking, yeah, I don't know. I was kind of, I don't know. When do you guys remember when kids would start claiming to be gangbanging?
Dude, I had a
middle school for you guys?
I have a story for y'all.
I remember there was like two people in elementary, but...
I remember it started elementary.
You lived at like...
Eric White. It was Eric White.
Well, I don't know if you lived there, but yeah, you went to Eric White. It's like right there, so yeah. That makes sense.
What's the story?
I was going to tell my story, but you were doing this, and I'm like, you know it's going to come up on the...
Shit. Okay, go.
It was elementary school. It was like fourth grade, right? And I had a friend who'd wear like the solid red t-shirts, and he would like... claim Bulldogs VSR as a fucking 9-year-old, which brings me a lot of joy to say that he's not affiliated with that anymore. But anyways, he was then. So then he was drawing on his hand, and I was like, "Oh, what are you drawing?" He's like, "Oh, let me show you." So he goes and he draws VSR on my fucking hand, and I didn't know what the fuck it meant. I was like, "What does that mean?" He's like, he explained it to me. I was like, "Oh, okay." I went home with that shit on, and my mom saw it. I was like, "Hey, mom, what's this?" She's like, "Take this shit off right now. What the f-?" And she's like, "So that's a gang. That's like a gang or something." I was like, "Ah, fuck." It's like, "Oh, okay. Well, that explains the solid colors that he wore every day to school."
Yeah. I just imagine you're going home and being like, "What's up, mom?"
Yeah, well. So that's when I told her, "It's not really that big."
And then
I was talking to my fist.
Oh, you're going to.
Huh?
What are you going to do with it?
Put it in her mouth.
Those fucking videos are so weird. When like, have you seen those videos of like girls fitting their fists in their mouth or whatever?
Mouth?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But that's
yeah.
like that's the way to hit on girls, though, right? "Hey, my name's Dave. I can fit my fist in my mouth. You want to see?"
Yeah. Okay. But as soon as a guy does it, all of a sudden it's fucking weird.
Yeah. Come on, girl.
It's weird with either person, if I'm being honest. I don't know. It just trips me out. Like, how does your what'd you do to like? Did you take some muscle relaxers? How'd you get your jaw open like that?
That is just.
Let me tell you something. I don't know.
Your voice just gets all squeaky.
Jesus.
No, I took like a big hit and
For some reason, people with scratchy voices just seem a lot more wiser to me.
Right.
I thought you were going to give me some fucking wise game right now.
"Hey, hon."
I hated those.
"How much for a pack of smokes?"
I hated those commercials as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
When they have the fucking thing and then she's like still smoking out of it.
I don't get what's so wrong about that. That's like encouraging it. Like, "Hey, you get another
dude, you get another mouth? It's sick."
Dope. I wonder if she can.
I wonder what our generation's thing is going to be.
I don't know.
"Are you addicted to your phone?" Dude, I just can't get off my fucking phone. Dude. No.
That sounds like a fucking.
Sounds like some shit.
Poorly written, like PSA.
Yeah, right? a terrible one. I don't know what our generation's thing would be.
Live above the influence. Put the phone down.
Here's the thing, guys. If you guys eliminate all the bad things from our lives, then we're not going to have any when we get older. So, like, we can't make money off that shit.
I don't get how people see, like, the whole... I feel like people have the ability to just... Like, I don't... Yeah, like I don't feel like it's like that big of
a... It's not a crackpot, yeah, dude. You can like, definitely just put it down.
What are you talking about?
Like how people like make phone. A big thing about like phones and shit. Like, no, that's like,
I will say that like, I mean, it... I think it's just how the world's going to be from here on out. And people like say it's a bad thing just because it's not how it used to be. But I think it's just a regular part of life and it will forever be a regular part of life. Yeah. I don't think it's something that we need to...
Whoa, everybody just take your eyes off your screens, man. Yeah.
Make eye contact with me.
I think it's something you grow out of a little bit, though. Like, when you're a kid, you, like... Not a kid, but when you're younger, I don't know what it is. Like, you just want to be on your phone. People who go to concerts.
I think that's bad. I think if a kid's on his something too long, then I think, like, okay, yeah, maybe, like, make him play outside or some shit. But it's not, like... I hate it when people make those fucking memes like, back in my day, we had these instead of iPads. And it's just like, what the fuck? Like, you're fucking shitting on technology because you didn't have some fucking cool thing that you could access the internet at any fucking time.
Your fucking childhood sucked.
Yeah. I'm sorry you had to fucking play with these rusty ass toy cars. I'm playing fucking Forza on my iPad. You can't play Forza on an iPad. It's an Xbox exclusive game.
There's a CSR racing though. I think that's what it's called. Some shit like that. I played that once.
Yeah.
It's cool. Mobile games are fucking boring, dude.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like mobile games? Like
they're boring, yeah, they're fucking terrible. And they kill your battery, dude. I got better things to do.
Yeah.
Like text memes in my group chat full of nothing but dudes.
Just me and my bros, dude.
Yeah.
Called the bro chat.
You want in on the bro chat?
Dude, send me an invite, dude.
You're not in the bro chat.
I'm not in the bro chat?
No. It's me, Fur, and Jose.
Yeah.
You guys have actually, a group
Goose,
chat without
Goose is in there too.
You guys have a group chat without me?
No, I'm just kidding.
Wow, dude.
Actually, a lot of people are in there.
There's a lot of Jay-Z memes in there.
It's just anti-Jay-Z.
It's just the group chat where we all talk shit on David and his Jay-Z obsession.
Oh, we do that in front of you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we talk about your insecurities. You know,
yeah, we're not fake, dude. We'll tell you to your face. Fuck Jay-Z. Yeah. That's right, I said it.
Fuck you, Hova.
Ho. You crazy for this one, Dave?
Fuck you, Peter Rosenberg.
Okay.
I'm going to look straight into the camera right now.
Watch, he watches this shit and he fucking roasts you on Hot 97.
That'd be hilarious.
All right, dude. There's this kid. He's no longer allowed in hip-hop or wrestling or any of the other things that I'm involved in.
And you know what?
How many hip-hop tattoos do you have, Dave Good?
I just revoked your fucking your hip-hop card. You're not allowed to listen to Jay-Z anymore, Dave.
Did you ever have a bar mitzvah themed on hip-hop? I didn't think so, Dave.
Are you even Jewish, Dave?
I had a quinceañera, okay?
No, just all right.
Well, all right.
Hey, dude, nothing's wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that.
Eric Andre had a quinceañera, right? So, really? Like last week.
Oh, okay. That
it's not a quinceañera, then. It's like a 40...
He dressed up. He was wearing the dress, and he was wrestling with naked girls in a pool of mud.
That's a dope ass quinceañera.
That was a dope ass.
Who's he with?
He is not with Rashida Jones anymore.
They're not together?
No. His comments, every single picture that he posts with his new girl, everyone's like, okay,
no, who
so
is his new girl?
Who's this new girl?
I don't think that's what I'm thinking of.
She's with this, I don't know. She looks.
I've seen her before. Exotic. That's why I know.
I don't know. I don't know who she is. She looks exotic.
I want to look this shit up.
She's foreign, basically.
If it ain't foreign.
I don't know her race, foreign. So I'm just going to say exotic. I mean, not race. You know, I don't know her ethnicity.
How old is Eric Andre, dude?
Eric Andre is, I think he's 30-something. He's in his mid-30s. But you know what the crazy thing is? He was, like, literally on his last couple dollars until Adult Swim picked up the show. And, like, he was, like...
I've seen him talk about it.
Yeah.
It's pretty interesting.
Oh, he's with Rosario Dawson.
Oh, not Rashida Jones. Rosario Dawson. There we go. Oh, but he is not with her anymore.
Oh, they're not together anymore. No. Oh, I thought you were talking about...
No, he's with some random chick. Nobody knows who she is. Everyone's just like, yo, so you just, like... Where is she? Did you, like...
Where'd you put her, dude?
Yeah, where'd you put her, dude? Like,
that sucks. Rosario Dawson's a bae.
Yeah.
I don't even know who that is.
You watch Daredevil?
Yes.
She's Claire, the nurse.
Oh, okay.
And she was on Men in Black, too, right?
I don't remember anything from Rosario Dawson before Daredevil. I knew her name. I knew she was famous. I just didn't know what she did.
I always thought she was kind of hot when she was on Men in Black, too.
What do you mean was?
As a kid, I was like...
She's still very attractive.
She is.
She's an older woman, but she's very attractive.
She is. You know who is pretty hot, too? Who I didn't think was hot when everyone was saying at the time?
Peter Rosenberg.
I think Peter Rosenberg is still a cutie, all right? But no.
I just love setting Dave up for this shit.
I fall into it, all right? Fucking, what's her face?
Barbara Streisand.
No. Betty White. I'm just fucking with you. No, what's her face? She was on Fresh Prince Friday. Nia Long. Nia Long. Yo, she's hotter now than what I think she was back then. She was on Fresh Prince. Will's girlfriend, who he was going to marry. And then, like.
Dude, he had, like, a couple of them, so I don't
know. The one that he was going to marry, though.
Okay, yeah, but I don't remember her face, Dave.
Short hair.
I don't live in the 90s. Fridays. It's 2018.
Dude, you're not a 90s baby, bro.
You're not a 90s baby. Fuck off.
Yeah, you're later than us. We're like mid-90s. We're mid-90s.
If I can barely remember the last 2 years of the 90s, I'm not a 90s kid, so stop calling yourself a 90s kid. You may have watched 90s reruns, but you ain't no fucking 90s
kid. Only year I remember is 1999.
Am I still a 90s kid?
No, you're born the same year I am, bitch.
Yeah, but it's different, dude.
Yeah, totally different.
Yeah. It is, dude. It's fucking different, right?
90s kids, but I'm referencing a whole bunch of 2000s shit. No, that's what they. No.
Is that what they do? I don't know.
Feel, you say Rugrats, I say All Grown Up.
That was bad.
Wait, what?
I still remember the theme song.
All Grown Up?
You think that was a horrible show?
Dude, I thought it was. Go back and watch it.
You're a fucking adult.
Do you remember that episode when that one chick got scammed for the contract?
Yeah.
Okay, I remember that shit too.
That show was cool, dude. Fuck
no,
you.
I don't know, dude.
That show had some valuable lessons to be learned, and that show was really cool.
Nah, I can't agree.
Well, the internet agrees, so fuck off.
You know what I did like about Rugrats was I felt like the parents were
shitty.
Neglectful. But it was like you could see like the adult relationships as well, like how the brother and the older brother were always like feuding and shit and like.
Oh yeah. You know, I just think it's funny that they always left their kids with the grandpa, who was always asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit.
Dude, that is, whoa.
Those babies are fucking geniuses. Right? They're crawling under their fucking pens using tools and shit. And this guy's asleep on his fucking couch.
Yeah.
What a crazy thing.
Fucking A.
Imagine if your parents came home to your grandpa watching you, right? And he's just a fucking asleep right there. You're like a 2-year-old just fucking crawling around the house doing God knows what. And he's just asleep. That's fucked, dude. He's a neglectful grandparent. He deserved to be fucking put to jail.
I still crawl around my house.
I don't think he deserves.
Well, that's a fetish you have, dude.
They just kept doing it. They just kept letting them take care of him.
Yeah. I mean, it's on them, but it's also like, this dude's a grand.
I think they're just shitty parents.
I think they're just all shitty.
Yeah, the whole show.
Stu was like a fail. Yeah, he kind of was.
Well, he couldn't keep a job.
Well, he created toys and stuff, but he always, like, they never really worked out.
Nah, yeah. No, they didn't.
Wow.
What a sad show.
Damn. This is pretty sad.
Show.
Don't even get me started on Courage the Cowardly Dog.
How do you guys... You
animal
know
abuse.
How do you guys feel about... Adults in general, now you guys have gotten older, like,
dude,
do you guys see them
fuck
as,
adults,
like...
Dude, I'm a kid forever.
No, I mean this, like, from like, a serious standpoint, like... Do you guys ever notice that some adults are just kind of fucked up people?
Yeah.
Like, really,
you, I
like...
That's what you start realizing as you get older is, like, wow, people are really shitty, dude. Yeah. There are shitty people out there, yeah.
Yeah. And it's, like, I don't know. I was having this conversation with someone, but I was, like, I feel like sometimes when people invite people over for, like, parties or, like, houses, they invite them to their houses for parties and stuff like that. I always feel like it's, like, this whole thing where it's, like, they're trying to compete, like adults compete
yeah,
with
oh,
each other.
Hell
they're always
yes.
just like, yo, look at what I got. Yeah. Yo, look what I got. And it's like, yo, I hope that never.
Look what the Johnsons are doing with their living room.
Yeah.
We can do better than this.
I had that table last year.
Yeah.
It's.
Dude, we got palm
so
trees in our
weird,
house.
Man.
We got palm trees in our house.
Palm trees, dude.
Huh?
I hate palm trees. Continue.
Don't you have palm trees?
Yeah, I fucking hate
them.
They're
hard to manage, and that's why I hate them,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
But they look nice. But we were like amongst the first to have palm trees. And, like, my mom, for, like, the longest, was like, we started this trend. We brought the palm trees to our neighborhood. Everybody else got palm trees after us. And I'm like, who the fuck cares?
Right, dude? It's, like,
yeah.
so, like...
Okay, first of all, Mom, you don't cut them. You don't know what it's like.
That's what I say, dude. It's like...
You just look at them. Everybody who fucking looks at palm trees and thinks they're nice, don't fucking get palm trees because it's a fucking hassle.
Yeah.
It's a bitch.
Yeah.
You think you're going to make your kids cut your palm trees when you're older?
No, I'm going to pay someone for that shit.
I'm
not gonna have palm trees. I'm gonna have fake everything.
Turf?
Yeah.
It's turf, right?
Yeah.
Fake wife? Robotic wife?
Oh, yeah. Sex robot.
Yes.
Sex bomb.
Yeah. Program it, dude.
Robot kids.
I was thinking today, I was like, I was like, fuck, man, I should program a robot to slide into girls' DMs. Like, the right way. Like, just set up a whole bunch of rules. Because I'm like, I'm always like, how the fuck do people do this? I don't slide into DMs, but I'm always like, is there like a fucking step-by-step process? Is there like a perfect way to do this where there's like no...
I think sliding into DMs is a dead game.
Is it? Because it seems like that. And I feel like people don't want to be bothered.
Or when you do it, they assume... But
I don't know if that's me. Yeah. I don't know if that's me like setting myself up for... failure before I even try.
I feel like it's the meme has killed it.
You think so?
It's become such a meme that it's like kind of like, all right, motherfucker.
He's just trying to fuck.
Yeah. And it's like.
That's why I always feel weird about it too, where I'm just like, I feel like I just got to see you in person because if I hit you up in the DMs, I don't want you to.
There's this SNL sketch. I don't know if you guys have seen it. It's from like last year. It was after the Women's March. It's funny. Like, there's this girl in a bar and she's just waiting, right? And some guy comes up and he's like a really nice guy. And so like, so like, oh yeah, like, oh yeah, he just came back from the women's march. She's like, oh really, you did that? She's like, yeah, yeah, it was really cool. I'm really proud of to help out women and shit like that. And then he goes and he's like, so you want to go out on a date sometime? She's like, oh no, I'm good. And he's all, fuck you, bitch. And then it's just like, then some other guy comes, he's like, oh, I'm sorry about that, move along, buddy. And then it's just a fucking cycle that just repeats itself. And I'm like, that's probably how girls view fucking guys sliding into DMs.
I feel like that's what it is. Yeah, yeah.
It's so weird, dude.
I don't know. I feel like approaching a girl in person, like you said, it's like way more because they get to see, like, they're not judging you off of like only your appearance, like is what you could get or fucking.
Yeah. You know? And plus, like I've always said, like Twitter's a fucking, it's just a horrible example of what a person is because it's just like immediate thoughts. It's not, it's never like no one ever sits and like thinks like, am I going to tweet this?
I do.
Yeah, I feel like I
no, no, it, no, it takes a special person.
For jokes, it's different, but I just mean like,
well, I mean
people who tweet their like thoughts, like I don't think that they sit on it for a minute. I think they just they think it, they tweet it, or they type it out and then they just tweet it.
Oh, you mean they don't think about it.
They never think about how what could be how you could be misrepresented, I guess, from a tweet.
Yeah, no, I get you.
Tweet stupid shit, yeah.
That's what I like. Sometimes I'll have like tweets that aren't jokes that I want to tweet, and I'm like, nope, can't delete back. It. No, I don't know. Like, I don't tweet them. Like, I'll think about it. I was like, okay, so like, if I tweet this, how am I going to feel 5 minutes from now? Am I going to regret this? More often than not, I'm going to be like, yeah, I'm going to regret it. So I don't tweet it. Yeah. Usually it has to do with the alt-right and how I support Donald Trump. But
what was the little saying? Peace, love, and.
Peace, love, and white supremacy. All
right. Dope.
Fuck yeah.
Just get that clip. Play it.
Just loop it.
Yeah, just loop it over and over again. Misrepresent me.
What if you decide to run for mayor one day and we just
Mayor's a shitty game, dog. You don't want to be mayor.
Well, what if you have?
You don't get paid much.
What if you decide to though?
Mayor of Selma doesn't do shit.
Okay, dude, you don't need money. You need power.
Yeah, bro. What if you were like
the mayor? No one man should have all that power.
What if you were the mayor of Springfield? No, no.
Mayor Quimby.
Yeah.
No, I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard his character was based off, or did you tell
John
me
F. Kennedy?
John F. Kennedy. You told me that, huh?
Yeah, my fellow citizens.
Okay.
Same accent.
He's always got the women, right?
Oh, I didn't reckon. Yeah. Actually, yeah. I never went that far. I just thought the voice.
Didn't look like him, though.
Oh, no.
Not at all.
Looked more like a Robert Kennedy.
Yeah.
I know my politicians.
Oh, dude, this guy's smart. Dude.
Mm-hmm.
Dude. Hey, ladies.
Hey, man.
Or should this I say criminals? Because they're all fucking criminals.
And he's woke. Yeah. 2 points.
Ladies, wife me. I mean, fuck. What's the other word?
Hubby. Hub me.
Hub me up. Hub me up. Do people say that?
I don't know. That doesn't come off right.
Let's start it.
That's a trend now, dude.
Hey, bro.
What's up?
Hey,
hub me up.
Baby, you had me hubbed up.
That sounds weird, dude. I don't like the way that sounds. It's very creepy.
How do you guys feel about calling a girl? I was thinking about this the other day, but how do you guys feel about calling a girl babe? If you're in a relationship with them, like,
you know what? Honestly,
how do you guys feel about that?
I thought it was corny. Okay. Then I started doing it, and then I stopped doing it, and then it was corny, and then now I'm like, I don't know, man. It really depends. Like, I feel like it to me, it's always weird because you and this person have to have the conversation. Can you call me babe now?
Right.
And to me, that's just so fucking cringy.
It is. It's weird. Just like, No, I don't think it's cringy to call her like your girlfriend babe, but
the conversation to be had.
Yeah, if she doesn't tell you, like, you should just know when it's like okay to start saying it, I guess.
And it's just, it's always, I don't know, man. The first time, like, I was like, I can't do this. This is fucking lame as fuck.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, I think it's lame because that's just not who I am. But I think, like, I don't know. I would probably come up with something, but I wouldn't. I don't think I'd do. Maybe I'd do the babe thing once in a while, but it would not be like, hey, babe, come here. Hey, babe. Babe, this looks cute in you.
I feel like it's a lot more comfortable if it's like an inside joke that you call him. Like, hey, shitface.
Like,
no,
just that's kidding. Another thing. Like, the only thing I would do it ironically. It'd be like, hey, babe, come here. Or like some stupid shit like that.
Yeah.
And then maybe it'd catch on, and that's how it would work. That's usually how it works.
Yeah, it's usually how it goes, yeah. Every time I think of someone like a dude calling a girl babe, I think of have you seen Hot Rod?
I have.
When Denise, when she gets out of the car and then her boyfriend.
Oh, her fucking douchebag boyfriend?
Babe,
yeah.
No way, babe. What is she saying? I don't know. That shit makes me fucking laugh, dude. I love that movie.
Have you guys seen? I just watched this movie the other day. Have you guys seen Walk Hard?
Wait, what?
Walk Hard?
Rock Hard?
Walk Hard.
No.
No. Oh, man. It's like this guy, he's like a 40-year-old, but he's playing in the role of a... You know a guy from Step Brothers, the other dude?
Okay, yeah.
He's playing... All right, so he's playing as like a fucking 14-year-old rock star, but he's like really 40 years old. And his wife, his girlfriend comes up to him, he's like his parents are about to kick him out, and they're like, but we're only 14! And like, he's got like a full-grown, like... he's already got like, you know...
It's a full movie?
Yeah, it's a full movie, dude. It's fucking funny. It's on Netflix. It's right, pretty funny. Watch
it then. Is this guy like really 14 in the movie, or is it like
he's like playing a 14-year-old, but he's 40 years old, and then he grows up, and they're like.
But in the movie, like in the plot, he's 14.
He's 14 at the moment when he says that. It's so fucking. That sounds funny, so funny. That does sound funny. It's he's trying to become a rock star because that's what his brother wanted, and like I guess. When he was like 8 years old, he accidentally sliced his brother in half playing with a machete.
Oh, okay, holy yeah, I have shit. Seen it. Okay, you've seen like this? It's like they're making fun of Walk the Line.
There we go. Yeah, there we go.
Okay, I know what movie you're talking about. I haven't seen all of it. Oh fuck! But I've seen that beginning clip.
Yeah.
When he cuts his brother. Yeah.
Anyways, you were saying about making music.
Well, it's about you making music.
Oh, well, trying to make.
What
music.
Kind of music are you trying to make, Isaac?
I'm trying to make some kind of EDM stuff, maybe not like dubstep hard shit, but like I don't know, maybe eventually I might want to get into it, but I don't know, like, because I was telling Fur, I was like, there's a certain kind of EDM music that I really love, and that's like Flume and like Lewis Child. You guys have probably never heard them, but like that's the kind of music that I like, and it's a lot like softer stuff, but then there's like some drops and like there's a lot of synths and stuff, and that's what I'm trying to learn how to make. But
what did you download? FL Studio?
A Logic Pro for free. Oh. And I also downloaded Omnisphere, which is a bunch of like samples.
It's like synths, isn't it?
It's like synths and like other... Well,
it has a bunch of sounds, basically.
Yeah. And honestly, none of them fit what I would want.
Really?
Yeah. Honestly, the last few times I've been going through, like, yeah, there's synths and stuff. But like a lot of the other sounds that they have are not things that would sound good. Mm. Or maybe like I haven't gone through them all and like found... Because I've looked into like a lot of different like... How to make these kind of beats with Omnisphere and stuff like that, but I haven't really found anything very.
Have you made good. Any song? Any songs?
Like, no, I've been messing around with like chords and stuff, but.
What's your name gonna go by?
What are it's
you
just sick.
By? Sick.
Sick. S I C.
I sick.
Actually, I'm thinking about I'm sick. I am.
Oh. And like your whole album cover could be like a whole prescription.
No, dude, I have hepatitis M&M, C.
I'm sick.
Oh shit. Oh.
No, I'm sick.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you're just letting us know.
No, yeah, this is my way of coming out to you guys and telling you guys that, yeah, I'm deathly ill.
And this album will be your first of many?
Or first and no, last.
First and last, yeah. Shit.
I'm just hoping I can get it out before next year because, you know, that's what
I'm saying. Might not even make it that far.
Oh, man.
Imagine, like, I make these, like, hard-ass dubstep songs and I ask you guys to play at my funeral. And it's just like, boom, boom, as they're lowering it. Wait, you got to wait till the drop.
And just fucking let you go. Dude. Jesus,
that's so bad.
Hey, I'll pee my SoundCloud. I don't really have a SoundCloud.
Are you gonna really release them though in the near future?
I'm playing with it. I'm not first. Okay. I'm not committing myself to putting out shit.
Okay,
but I'm playing around with it.
I would like to hear some.
That's how I like to hear some. Yeah, it's like it's hard for you. Like, it's hard for you to do something that you think sounds really good and that you want everyone to like hear. Because like, especially with the first one,
mm-hmm.
because when they hear the first one, they're either going to think like, oh, this is either pretty good or is decent, or they're going to be like, wow, this fucking sucks.
I heard you're going to make...
Those are pretty much...
Go on.
Those are pretty much the only people that are going to hear it that could actually grow.
Yeah.
Make it grow.
Those are the only people that are going to listen.
You make 1,000 shitty tracks before you make the good tracks.
That's why.
I've heard. So, I mean, another thing is like when you're there for hours listening to like the same parts of the song over and over, you can't tell if it's good or not because you're just so... You just put it, you're playing that shit on a loop over and over.
You might trick yourself into thinking it sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's yeah.
With beats, yeah.
It sucks. That's shitty.
You should just save all the ones you do. Even if it's just like a small little clip.
Yeah.
Just save it and then you go back later on and listen and be like, all right, this isn't that bad.
I've been doing. I think a big part is just trying to like go through all the sounds and try to see like, okay, so what?
Which sounds do you want?
Yeah, which sounds do you want? Like trying to find all the kicks and like fucking Omnisphere and like all this other shit. But like I'm gonna look into like other like I don't know how to use sample packs yet. So
it's not hard.
I mean, I'll show me, dude.
For Logic, you just use the EXS24 sampler. It's a stock plugin.
Oh really?
Yeah, and then you load your sounds in a.
And then you can change like the pitch of them and
you
shit
could,
like that.
You could load one sound and it'll do that.
You just gotta make a new track for every single. Sound
or you could add multiple ones and okay. It won't change the pitch, it'll just play that one.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So there you go, bud.
Tutorials with fur.
Nice.
Hit me up for beats. Just yes. Kidding, I don't have any.
Hey, can you make me a fur type beat?
Yeah. I don't know. I was thinking like when you think of a name, it's like I feel like if you think of a really stupid one, it's better because it'll get more attention.
Like a stupid like producer name? What are you talking about?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess for producing or rapping. I just thought about like Little Zan and Little Pump.
Yeah.
Like those names just sound so stupid, they make you want to click them. So when you hear them, you're like, oh, okay, this isn't as bad as I thought.
I don't know. I don't know how much the name matters.
I think name matters.
I think it matters.
You think it matters?
I think name matters.
I mean, think of like other people like.
I think name matters.
I think it matters in the beginning, but then after you've established yourself, it doesn't matter.
Obviously. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess. Because I was like, think of like people who just go by their name. But I was like, Kendrick was K-Dot for like a while. And then
he switched it up and started making more.
But like Iggy Azalea got her. She got huge. And her name was the fucking porn star bullshit. Childish Gambino did the Wu-Tang
that one,
name.
That one's
generator.
Not a bad one, though.
See, but some of
yeah, Childish but like Gambino is not it doesn't really one. Make sense.
Some of these instances are different, though. Iggy Azalea used to make like she used to sing.
I don't know if you remember that. No, I don't remember that.
Childish Gambino has to do with like,
and he was like a comedian before.
Yeah, but okay, yeah, but I'm
so
saying
he was
like
already
Childish.
Known.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
No,
it's just
I feel like I don't know. I think
man.
I think
people like Young Gravy.
Yeah, I mean that's something that I mean though. Like, it sounds so fucking dumb.
Stupid.
Like you're gonna
listen to it and then decide it's crap.
You know, one thing my dad always mentioned to me was like. How rock bands have like the most ridiculous names.
They do
like,
have the fucking dumbest names.
And it's
dude.
Like, that probably goes back to that too, though.
Yeah.
He said that there was a time when people were just naming themselves after cities like Chicago, Boston, and shit like that. But that doesn't seem ridiculous. That seems more like it was like a trend.
I mean, we're in a different time, though. We're in a time when like a meme being made about you will blow you up and make you fucking famous.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
we're putting a dead body in your YouTube video will get you hella subscribers.
hella.
That's
what we need to do.
As far as making music,
we should say that rat, dude.
Have you still been working on music and stuff like that?
Yeah, it's just like it's hard right now. I mean, I'm working on making other people's music.
Okay.
I'm not having really had time to work on my own.
Mm-hmm.
It's busy. It's like I'm just busy because I do this shit, and then I edit it.
Spit a few bars.
Work. I'm a rap dog.
On, bro.
I'm a produce
on,
beats.
Dog. Anybody can rap.
Anybody.
What? Anybody. Even Dave. No, never mind. He never put out his mixtape.
Dave can't rap. No.
Nope. Dave never put out his mixtape.
He can't. I can't. I can't.
It's okay, man.
It's cool, man.
Maybe one day.
It's maybe someday. Maybe one day.
No.
Are you?
No.
I don't think
so. No. Dave will never do
you
it.
You would actually record me?
I'll record it. I'll mix for you.
I'll host it.
That's what I'm doing, by the way.
In my closet.
In your closet?
Yeah.
Why in the closet?
Tempted.
Because R. Kelly and Tom Cruise are in there.
Oh, okay.
I'm tempted.
I mean, yeah, if you're down, just let me know. I mean, you,
it just have to. It just have to be the right thing, though. It have to be the right moment.
Yeah.
You get me? Like.
I feel you.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Interesting.
Throwing that out there.
Wow.
Balls in your court, Dave.
Good X take. Wow. Four.
Actually, just fur. That's just yeah. Four. I'm not. I have no.
Get the fuck out of here, dude.
I mean, I can be you your can hype be man, there, dude.
Yeah. Ooh, dude, he'll do the ad libs, dude.
I feel like if I did it, it'd be like more so of a like a. Not taken as seriously as I want to, but just like something that's kind of like, yeah, this is dope. Like, not like, you know.
I don't know. I liked your shit, dude. Your shit was good.
Yeah, your shit was actually good.
And this is like before we were even friends.
Yeah.
Like this isn't like me just being like, oh man, I'm just going to support my friend. Like, literally, it was just like, oh, this dude, he's pretty good, dude.
Yeah, I don't know. People bring it up every now and then. I know someone told me, they were like, yo, I wish you would have gone as hard as you did with your music as much as you go with your art. Like, they're like, dude, I wish you would have gone as hard as that. And I was like, I just don't think it was meant to be, though. Like, I feel like if I had put out that mixtape, I feel like I wouldn't have been doing... I feel like I would have been on the wrong track, I guess. I feel like I would have...
It's whatever you want to do most, different. Dude. But music's an art, too.
I'm just going to drop the mic right now.
Bruh. Am I ahead of this shit?
I'm just going to... Yeah.
She's fucking wild.
Yeah, it's too emotional.
It's fucking... Do you need to smoke weed and just start rapping?
So steez. Oh, man.
Drink lean.
I don't know. You don't have to...
Fuck up.
I might just...
That's bad.
You should, man. Do that. Hey, man. If they say I should pop Molly in order to be a rapper...
Young good.
Yeah. Hey, man. Go.
Wait, is Zan still cool?
About to give you that good.
No. Zans aren't cool anymore?
No, not anymore.
But what about Lil Zan?
He's definitely not cool anymore. Yeah. His album sucked.
Did it? I don't listen to Lil Zan.
I listened to it.
Admittedly.
I like Zan songs. I like some of Zan songs. It didn't suck, I guess. It just wasn't very good. It was definitely underwhelming.
Dude.
It was underwhelming.
Fuck it. I'm a freestyle right now. I'm going to say something right now.
Hey, yo, DJ, spin that shit.
Yo, man. Yo, man. All
right. Just fuck with the audio.
Hold up. Let me pull out my notebook, though.
Dude, where's my BlackBerry, dude?
Let me freestyle one of my pre-writtens. No one ever freestyles, though.
No one does.
No, it's always like shit you've come up with before.
Yeah.
Can I do ad-libs?
Go ahead, dude. Go ahead. I'm just...
Dave Good on the... No, not on the beat. Fur on the beat. What's your name?
What's my at?
Foxcoat Fur. But you stole that from Gucci.
No, I didn't. Gucci mask.
I thought you stole it from Gucci.
He says...
I feel like... Your thing is, I feel like a Gucci ad-lib.
Yeah.
So that's why I think I connected it and thought you took it from Gucci.
Foxcoat Fur, I feel like a Gucci ad-lib. Burr.
Burr.
I know it is.
Wow.
I know it is.
I think... Jesus, I think I lost it.
Dave has performance anxiety.
Wow. I do have performance anxiety. Maybe another day.
Quick, Peter Rosenberg.
Give me four bars.
Oh, man. I haven't written a fucking bar in so long, dude. I can't. You know what?
Just outro it.
Oh, okay, never mind. I don't know. I don't know if you guys wanted to talk about the 2 Chainz Lil Xan diss.
Yes.
You guys think it was a diss?
I thought that was a diss. That was obviously a diss.
I think it was a subliminal diss, but I don't... It could go either way for me.
Got
more
bars than a white Xan.
On Lil Xan's thing. See, that's what I'm saying.
I just feel like one of them would have caught it, dude. Someone in his camp.
Unless Lil Xan doesn't really fucking care.
Or they could have just wanted to hype up that song too, right?
That's my thing, though. 2 Chainz really does have more bars than Lil Xan. So, like, do you think it's really a diss?
It's just a fact, I guess.
It's a fact, but still, it's like when someone says that they have more bars, they're basically saying, I'm better than you.
Maybe in your old school hip hop days, Dave, but in the new days, we do subliminal disses and we reply subliminally.
I got more ad libs than. Lil Xan can't say I got more ad libs than 2 Chainz.
What if Lil Xan say I got more chains than 2 Chainz? That would have been a bar.
More chains than 2 Chainz?
Yeah.
I don't know, man, because isn't that just 3 Chainz?
But is it not true, though?
I guess. Does he have chains? I don't know, man.
I don't think he does.
He never wears a shirt.
We're really just enslaved. We're really just enslaved with chains by money and women and rap music.
Yeah.
bar.
Dave from Clovis.
Dude, that album cover is like
atrocious. Oh yeah.
It would look. It you guys sent it. That's terrible. Dude.
You guys sent it to the chat, right?
It grossed me out.
I was in class.
I hate that cover too, dude.
I was in class and I made the joke. I was like, dude, you guys just fucking sent that, and I opened my messages, and now everybody thinks I'm a pedophile.
I thought people really saw that.
Young Justin Bieber.
People probably did. Like, I mean, I was scrolling. My screen's huge. Oh. It's pretty big, guys. My phone screen.
Yeah.
It's fucking huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
But yeah, so everybody thinks I'm a pedophile. Thanks.
Wow. Yeah, no problem, man.
Okay, so this is. Did we already outro it?
Outro. Okay.
All right, so this is the outro. Thanks for having us around.
People don't normally say it's the outro, Dave.
Oh, actually, okay. Outro. Well, he's fuck you, Isaac. We will. No, I'm just kidding. That's kind of
yeah.
Rude.
You'd like that.
That was pretty mean. yeah, we're. How do you outro this shit, dude?
Tech Corp episode 24.
Yeah, there we go.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you, man.
Fuck you.